All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, partly sunny. It's Monday. Sorry, weekend's over. Temperatures in the 80s today. Low 80s and low humidity, so it's going to be a beautiful day. I saw a shooting star. Did anybody else see this on 91? 4:45 this morning? Maybe I was imagining. There's no stars out. Are there stars out at 4:45 in the morning?
Yeah, there's stars out all the time.
I don't know if it was a star or a comet, but something bright went right across my windshield.
Wasn't gunshots?
No.
Okay.
It was like a star or a comet. Anyway, it is time to go around the room and talk about the peaks of our weekends.
All right.
I always love that. Every single Monday morning, we talk about our peaks, and we want you to tell us about your peak, too. So the peak of my weekend was I made drunken cherries.
Ooh, what?
Drunken
yes,
cherries?
Yes, I found this recipe on Pinterest. I know, right? Exciting. And you take maraschino cherries, and you soak them in... This is horrible, but soak them in vodka.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
For like a day or two. And then you pat them dry and then you dip them in chocolate.
Oh, really?
And you put them in the fridge to harden up, and they're delicious little appetizers.
Did you bring any in?
I did not.
They didn't last
that long. It was a lot of work. I got to say, it was a lot of work dipping those cherries. Yeah. So I'm going to say the highlight was I actually did something crafty. Is that crafty?
I don't think that's crafty.
It's crafty. You created something.
Yeah, and I got it off Pinterest. One of the first things. So there you go. Drunken cherries.
It looked great.
Do they? Yeah, I got a great photo of my drunken cherries. I just wanted to put this up for people so that if you have a party to go to, you can wow them with your drunken cherries.
Basically, Courtney's been soaking fruit in alcohol for years. Basically, all she did was just added chocolate to this one.
That's the final piece. That's all you needed.
I had to step it up a notch there, Walmart job.
All right,
so I'd say that would be my highlight. Gavin, what was a highlight of your weekend?
So it was kind of a down weekend for me this weekend, kind of relaxing. Didn't really do like a ton.
Mm.
Kelly was a little bit under the weather. So on Saturday... You know, I decided to take Finley for a nice car ride. We just got in the car, and I think it's his favorite thing in the entire world.
Oh,
it's just
driving.
We had the windows down, the music up a little bit, just driving. We went down to Route 66 past Walmart Jeff's house. And
nice.
He wasn't home, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, I mean, just cruising with the dog was a great thing. And I have an awesome photo of him actually smiling. Like, he had the biggest smile on his face, and it's just a special time for us, so.
Oh my God.
Are you crying?
Just a dad and his son.
The dad and his son before the two-legged one comes.
Yeah,
you get a bond with the four-legged one.
Exactly. It was a great time.
So, oh my God, I love that.
Nice, easy thing.
I feel like I should have said just my dog licking my face this morning. That's what I should have said.
It's the little things that count, Courtney.
Yeah, but the drunken cherries were really good.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good too.
Walmart Jeff, what was the peak of your weekend?
So on Saturday, it was my birthday.
And, how was that?
It was all right. But the peak of my weekend was a birthday wish I got from some guy.
Okay.
Now, I don't know who this guy is. He was on, I did a little digging on this.
Yes.
He was on like Britain's Got Talent or something like that. Basically, what he does is he puts like a sheet on his body, then he'll put like some chinaware, like teacups and stuff, over his private parts, and he'll pull the sheet off. This time, when he pulled the sheet off, it revealed a little saying, and it said, "Happy birthday, Walmart Jeff." Now, Kerry Collins, who works on Kiss 95.7, has been tweeting this guy nonstop to get a happy birthday shout-out for Walmart Jeff.
And he did it. I can't believe it.
And he has millions and millions of followers and stuff like that. Either Korea or Britain.
God.
I'm not really 100% sure where this guy lives.
That's so cool.
But he's pretty famous.
Can we take that photo and put it on our page?
Yeah.
Is that good? Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. That is a great peak. If you want to see photos of our peaks and add yours to it as well, head over to the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning.
All the hands Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning 6:25. Walmart Jeff, Gavin, Monday morning. Partly sunny temps in the low 80s and no humidity. It's going to be beautiful. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so dog owners would rather do this with their dog than their partner.
I'm going to say anything.
Okay, Courtney's going to go with anything.
Just for me, I'm just going to round it out because me and Jackson Jones are BFFs, and I would do anything with my dog, Jackson.
I could definitely see Courtney doing this more with her dog. Gavin, you want to take a guess?
I said go for a ride in the car.
No, it's not a ride in the car.
No?
No.
I know you don't have to talk with you.
Eat dinner, go to the movies, go shopping, take a walk, go to your family's, hit up a barbecue, like anything, go to work.
If you missed our peak of the weekend, Gavin's peak was taking his dog for a ride, and Gavin actually teared up a little bit when he was talking about it.
It was nice. He really enjoyed it.
52% of pet owners would rather kiss their dog rather than their partner.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Yeah, well, no. That's, come on.
oh my God, my real. Poor dog is going to take out a restraining order on me. Yes. Yes. I say yes.
Courtney says yes. Gavin, do you?
No, no. I don't let the tongue come on the lips. No, it doesn't happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put coconut oil all over
really?
My face just so he'll kiss me. Yes.
I see some of the things my dog eats outside, yeah. and I'm just like, oh, there's no way his mouth is getting anywhere yeah. near my face.
I see some yeah. of the things my fiance puts in his mouth, and I'd rather kiss the dog.
Oh, right. And 94% of pet parents say they actually consider their dog to be their best friend, which is pretty sad if you ask me.
It is
I agree with that.
No,
I agree.
Really
I agree with that.
Legit.
Come on now.
Your dog doesn't talk. Like,
perfect.
How can you be best friends
with annoy me when they talk.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, we've got your good news. Don't forget, it's coming up this morning, 6:50.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:38. Time for your Hollywood report. Billie Eilish says she doesn't feel safe when she's at home anymore. She hired extra security. She's got a security guard. She says that sleeping in her living room on the couch after her address leaked online and a bunch of fans showed up. She says, it was really traumatizing. I completely don't feel safe in my own house anymore, which stinks because I love my house. She said she loved her attention at first to fame, but now she's rethinking it all.
I mean, my wife doesn't even like staying home alone.
I know, right?
Know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's normal, Billy.
Plus, you sleep on the couch a lot too, Walmart, Jeff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do.
And some lucky Swifties spent Friday night at Taylor Swift's house in London. She does this all the time. She actually personally selected a small group of good fans to come over to her house in London and listen to her new album.
Wow.
Just like, hey, anybody want to come over? She made them homemade Rice Krispie treats.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
And they're just sitting there. But the strange thing is, they were taking photos and selfies. I cannot find one online. Everything, all the photos have been removed. So I don't know what the heck that means. Maybe there was something in the background. Maybe there was little Easter eggs or hints or
possible.
Something. So now Taylor's like, we got to get rid of all these photos.
Love those
but
Easter eggs.
I think
eggs.
That's cool, right? Kylie Jenner fans are upset this morning. You know, she's a billionaire. She shared a little peek at her latest birthday collection makeup launch. It'll be dropping on August 10th in honor of her 22nd birthday. The collection, like little eye kits and lip kits, all have dollar signs on them.
Okay.
And some of the names of it are like Work For It, Money Ain't Everything. And then she posted photos of a yacht she rented for like $1 million. And so her fans are like, you know what? You make us feel like we're all broke.
Yeah.
But you can see the yacht. I mean, she is a billionaire and $1 million is nothing. You can check out the yacht. Be the first to see it at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:48, partly sunny, temps in the low 80s with very low humidity. Perfect day out there. And it's time for good news. Every weekday morning, we bring you good news at this time. I love starting my day with good news. I don't know. Good news is better than bad news. So good news it is. Good news if you're stressed out at work, Gavin.
Yeah, you know, we all a little stressed at work once in a while. And people do different things. Some people use stress balls or fidget spinners.
Cry in the ladies' room.
Yeah, they cry in the ladies' room. Sure. Well, a new study found that playing games on your phone at work is the best way to reduce stress.
Yes.
And I know you do this once in a while, Courtney.
I do.
She does it every week in our meetings.
If I get like really stressed, I have to just play Cookie Jam. I don't know what I'm doing,
Cookie
but
jam.
I know. I don't even know. I just, and I tell you what, it's mindless, and that's why I like it. Because my mind goes 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So if I just
take
5 seconds on breaking chocolate chip cookies, really, I'm less stressed.
Kind of refocus. And it did say that people who do play games at work feel more energized and more focused after they play 5 minutes on their phone. So the next time you're feeling a little overwhelmed at the job.
Oh, my God.
Do a little Candy Crush or something like that.
This is crazy because I literally will play for 5 minutes and be like, oh, good, I'm back.
Yeah,
feel better.
In our meetings, like I'll look over at Courtney and she'll be on her phone playing her Cookie Jam. And then I look over at Gavin, and he'll be sleeping with his head against the wall. And I'm like, I'm the only one this meeting paying attention.
It's a lot of numbers being thrown around.
All right, I've got good news. If you're a Rihanna fan, listen to this. Rihanna, she's from Barbados, right? She's like the most famous person from Barbados. Now she's going to become their biggest tourist attraction. They're building a museum devoted entirely to her in Barbados.
Wow.
The prime minister gave a speech over the weekend saying, we hope that her family and government can work together to make it a meaningful experience for all of her fans. So it's kind of cool. They're hoping to have like kind of like a museum, but it looks like a house. Like,
yeah,
they're going to recreate Rihanna's childhood home. So if you go to Barbados, it's going to be one of their biggest tourist attractions.
I was just there on my honeymoon.
I know.
And that's all we were thinking about. We want to see Rihanna. We want to see her.
And you could have. She's there all the time.
I know. I wish that museum was there when I was there.
I love it. All right. One more, Jeff. What's your good news?
Congratulations to John. He's from Michigan. He actually just won a second top prize in Michigan State Lottery. For the second time in 2 weeks.
Okay, and how much did he win each time?
$100,000.
So 200 grand.
Yeah, can you imagine winning the lotto once and then 2 weeks later winning another 100 grand on top
of that? Oh my
God! That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's great for John because he's retired and, I mean, he could really use some money.
Oh, Walmart, you actually did a semi-good news for some rando somewhere in... Who knows where?
Maybe you'll hear it.
Thank you. All right, share your good news. Call us right now, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 7:10, the weather partly sunny, temps in the low 80s. It is time for Walmart Just Relationship Tips.
All right.
Which
so,
I don't know why you give them, but whatever.
I mean, I'm Mr. Love. People come from miles around and ask me for advice about relationships.
I feel like we should shift this whole thing over to Gavin.
No,
okay. I can give you some great tips.
I know you
can. Well, I can give out good tips too because my wife and I, we go to therapy together.
Therapist
so some of the tips I take from therapy, I bring them and pass them on to the radio. So I have a list of places you should never bring your wife.
Okay.
Now, for some reason, guys disappoint me every now and again. And it's like, I see a lady there and I'm like, why?
Is Gavin one of these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we go everywhere together. Yeah. My wife, we do everything together.
Places you should never bring your wife, the barbershop.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I really don't. What, Gavin? Does she go with you to get your hair done?
Well, once in a while. I mean,
no.
You need to have your woman's opinion.
No,
I think
it's
important.
No, it's very uncomfortable for the other guys in there because you can't be open and candid and you can't. You can't have
look what happened to Tom Brady. He got the Justin Bieber hairdo because his wife went with him to the barbershop.
Probably.
No.
He had really long hair.
Don't do it. No. I agree.
Places you should never bring your wife, the dump. That's a guy's sanctuary. I should not be backing my truck up to a dumpster and then see a guy and a girl throwing stuff away together.
I've been begging my fiance, Mr. Automotive, to take me to the dump.
Why?
And he won't.
Yeah,
he's like, he won't. Treasures there.
Because there's a freebie barn there.
Oh,
is that
yes.
true? Every dump has a little area where you can take stuff.
True.
Yes.
No, my dump doesn't have that.
Yeah, I think some do.
Some do.
And you can buy some good stuff there.
Yeah, I think mine in Windsor has that. I want to go and look for like pottery and stuff in the dump.
Places you should never bring your wife, a guy's trip. I once went on a guy's trip and a guy actually brought his wife.
Why?
I was like, what is going on here?
Gavin wouldn't even go on a guy's trip.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even be on
I'd
one.
Be kind of sad to leave.
Oh, my God.
I'll be checking in probably like every hour.
Somebody invite my man to one, please.
Finally, the last two places you should never bring your wife, the oil change center.
I agree. I don't
Women don't even belong there. They shouldn't even be getting their oil changed. The guy should do that.
I agree with you on that one, Walmart Jeff.
And finally, the last place you should never bring your wife, the strip club. I know people say it's better and women get more attention at the strip club.
Nope.
But you don't need to be there. Be at home making dinner where you should.
You shouldn't even be at the strip club. You know what? Do you ever go to a strip club?
No. But if I did.
So where did you get this one?
Be for research and stuff like that.
Research.
All right.
Gotcha.
It is a 7:12. Don't forget, it is Media Monday. That means our psychic medium, Angelina Diana, joining us this morning. You can send her a question and she could answer it on the air this morning. So send that question in right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney.